You know, Ryan, addiction is an addiction is an addiction is an addiction is an addiction. How do you like that?
Pretty weird.
Well, I mean, is it going to be drugs? Is it going to be porn? Is it going to be shoplifting? Is it going to be alcohol? Is it going to be speeding? Is it going to be whatever it is? They're all related to one another. What you have is a false feel good. And what you want to do with the false feel good, we all do when we have an addiction of some sort, is to get away from reality, because reality hurts too much, and hide behind something that makes you feel good. The problem is, it comes to own us. We don't own it. So then, the false feel good that you have, the addiction that you have, is even more painful in the end than what you're trying to block out of your life.
Okay.
Now you have to ask yourself, what am I trying to cover over in my life to where I go into another reality, not just for 15 minutes or 30 minutes, that wouldn't be an addiction, but for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours?
Well, I have been having trouble at school, and everybody's been calling me names and stuff, and they all think it's all fun and games, but really it hurts, and I really don't. I'm thinking about dropping out of school because of it.
Okay, so you see now where the reality is people are laughing at you at school for whatever reason. The reality is you've been hurt in the past. Your fantasy is your video games, because you can go there and no one's going to hurt you there.
Yeah.
So how do you quit? Number one, you got to get the computer out of your house.
The family computer. So
well, it doesn't matter. If I was your parents, one of your parents, and you came to me as a parent and said, I am addicted to video games, guess what? I'd make sure you didn't get near a computer. Secondly, I would confess to them the horror you're going through at school. Then you come up with a plan with either your principal or with your parents to your principal where this ridiculous abuse stops. Then the draw to hide behind your video games will subside. It won't have the power that it had. And then maybe you can go back to having a computer in the house. But you will never deal with the reality of the true pain, the actions that are causing the true pain, until you break your addiction to video games.